Blake Cunningham is his fake name. It's actually Snake Runningham is his real name.
Snake Runningham. I must go.
I must go.
Snake Runningham.
Oh my god. It's so fun.
Welcome to SITSUCK, everybody. We've got
Welcome
a very special episode for you tonight. Warm up the fire here.
Oh, yes.
My name's Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Kevin.
With We're going to read to you excerpts.
I think we should start off by reading the whole thing. It's only going to take 5 minutes.
In its entirety?
Yes.
So yeah, I would like to set a little bit of a framework here.
Yeah.
As you may have heard from being an avid listener of the program for the last dickety-odd years, I am a member, a fairly prominent member, of a local martial arts group that we've said the name of a couple times. I'd like to avoid saying the name too many times, but we're a sword enthusiast group focusing on some very specific historic combat treatises, books written by some very beardy, very dead men. I am one of the people responsible for maintaining the email that comes in to the info, which is one of the places you can find on our website. And so I woke up this morning, after staying up late, going to a concert from a buddy of mine. Shout out to Kipnik. I'll put you in the link in the thing again, because I always do.
Dude, I didn't know they were so heavy metal. I gotta.
Yeah, sometimes
like,
they are.
I gotta go listen to them.
You got to go check them out, because they're getting heavier. They're getting heavier. But so I was having a rough time, and I still had to go to work today. And so I woke up to this, and to be honest, reading this email sustained me through my morning commute where caffeine could not.
Like the anger just kept you
going? Yeah, not the anger, just the hilarity of it all. I was so amused. Yeah. It was sent to us at 3:34 a.m. Joe, I think you just insisted that you get to read it?
I would love to read this.
3:34 a.m.
Okay. I will not.
Nothing good happens at that time of day.
Now, yeah, I guess so.
Kendrick, before I read this, I do have to say, you just said that you didn't want to drop names. He does mention the school specifically. Do you want
just
me?
Do like blank blank, you know, swordplay guild,
honestly,
blank blank Western European sword.
I'll be honest, this thing is so public at this point from how we shared it.
I feel like
I just
everybody.
Say go for
yeah.
It.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
You
go
could
for
even
it. Just
say,
go
like,
nuts. I don't.
Now,
I don't even care.
A dramatic reading of an email from a cunt. I'm
you, like,
sorry.
Superimpose like some violin, like some. No, violin.
I. Oh my God! Future Kendrick is gonna put some goddamn.
Please.
Violin. No. Some nice, calm, gentle,
yeah, like
royalty-free
the
violin.
Music, the music that they read when the like cat is describing how the humans betrayed him kind of thing.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Like Lacrimosa, but quieter. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, well, I'll find something royalty-free. It'll be great. Thank
Beautiful.
You, future
okay.
Kendrick.
I'll go
sober
ahead.
Up for a goddamn minute. After
that. Here we go.
You
music
drunk
cute.
Fuck. Okay. I'm sorry, and I mean no offense, but how can you claim to be a swordplay guild? Based on your website, your sword training and style is extremely limited. Your guild only focuses on a regional style of combat, and is limited to a small sliver of combat history. With such limits and restrictions, I can only assume your sparring is just as equally limited. Most likely your sword style has been diminished by your established structure. Your own rules actually train your students to think and fight in accordance to a single style of rule-based combat. By only focusing on rule-based single-tier style Euro, I am assuming doing it wrong or using an alternate blade skill doesn't count unless, regardless of its efficiency in applicable combat. In other words, if I was sparring with one of your masters or students, and if backed into a corner while fighting by your style, then switched to wushu or kendo style combat, or a combination of styles, or even wild sporadic soft self-taught swordplay, even if abiding by strike zone rules. Even if applicable victory, I would most likely still be the loser, simply for deviating from the right way to fight. And to the point, 200, not T-O. It seems to be an insult to the heart and art of swordplay to call yourselves the bleep, 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 or Rocky Mountain Swordplay Guild, which by name is spelled B-U-Y, implies a true dynamic guild of multiple styles of melee combat in constant competition between both classic and fusion styles of swordplay. Instead, I recommend you change your name from Rocky Mountain Swordplay Guild to Rocky Mountain Western European Swordplay Academy, or 200 Years of European Sword Fighting. Generalizing your title to swordplay is a bold-faced lie, since you're limited to a blip in the history of the blade, and calling yourselves a guild. If you are not being paid and aren't a collection varying and opposing teachings, you can't be a guild. You are an academy for a specific set of sword plays. Please honor the sword appropriately. Disgusted face. P.S. I sincerely hope this message makes it to the eyes of the masters of your school and that they, as martial artists, feel a little shame. Sent from my T-Mobile 4G LTE device.
If I may, Mr. Madison, what you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you ever even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
No, it's beautiful. Joe, it was beautiful.
That was well done, sir.
Thank you.
The way you read it was beautiful.
I definitely didn't edit anything you said out. Don't worry about it. Everything's great.
Oh, fantastic. I did stumble a little bit, but
perfect.
I was just trying
to... It was perfect. What are you talking about? It fit the music delightfully as well, sir.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's to say? We have no interest in reaching out to this individual. It was sent at 3:30 in the morning. I don't judge people for having night owl mindsets, but the kinds of person who's going to be writing this sort of email at 3:30 in the morning on a Thursday morning, like, is
this dude lost
probably
sleep. he lost sleep over this.
This guy's not a night shift worker. He's drunk. He's up late. He wanted to use. I'll just say it. I mean, like, at this point, I'll reach out to myself as the board member of this thing, the Rocky Mountain Swordplay Guild. If this is a problem, we'll take the episode down. I'm sorry.
No.
Right? But I think he Googled Rocky Mountain Swordplay Guild because he decided he was going to start one in a drunken stupor at 2 a.m. and then spend an hour and a half writing this masterstroke of a Lutheran, you know, protestation to nail upon the door of the horrible, oppressive world that is our tiny little swordplay guild.
Yeah, it makes me wonder, where are they coming from?
Here's the thing that gets me, right? When you send somebody an email, or you send any kind of missive or any kind of communication, there's a goal, right? You leave someone a voicemail. Hey, can you come check on my pipes? They're leaking. There's a call to action. Come check on my pipes. There's an explanation. They're leaking, right? Like, it's very straightforward. Hey, do you want to go hang out after work today? I want to grab a beer. There's a call to action, and there's a reward. Like, there's something to it. None of this has a single, like, there's no call to action. There's no explanation of what he wants. There's nothing.
Oh,
he just wants us to feel shame.
He is specifically asking that we stop calling ourselves a guild and stop calling ourselves the Rocky Mountain Swordplay Guild specifically, because it's not expansive enough and it doesn't meet his very strange niche definition of what a guild is.
It is worth noting that the concept of guild has many definitions. And this is a completely novel one I've never heard before in my life. Ever.
Right. That's not necessarily a guild.
Aside from wanting to do the dramatic reading, this is one of the main reasons I really asked that we talk about this. Because I've known these people. I've trained with these people. This is the type of guy who probably has some sort of kendo or wushu background, because he specifically name drops those. So I gotta expect that's
he also name drops wild Sporadic, which is like the most weeby thing I think you can do. Where you're like, I actually sword play like Akashi. I fight
studded
the
blade on my own,
like Rurouni Kenshin.
Yeah,
this I have is a gun blade. Like,
this is the type of guy who has $150 worth of wall hanging material, and a low color belt in kendo, and thinks that he's a fucking master, has fallen in love with the idea of Miyamoto Musashi movies, where the whole idea of his Bushido was to go find masters across the world and bring them low by expressing his greatness and kicking their asses. And I've known these guys.
You know that they're dreaming about this and they're thinking about it and they're masturbating furiously to this concept.
Yes, absolutely.
Masturbating
it is
furiously.
The only way.
That's a band name.
Yeah.
Masturbating furiously to this content.
Yep.
It's heavy on very low drums and not for the reasons that you think.
Yeah.
Gross.
I said not the reasons you think. But it's just like it brought back so many cringy memories for myself,
right?
Of my old Gumdo
right?
days. Of my old Korean strategy of hanging out with these people and totally being that weeb. Like, when I was like a teenager, being that guy was like, I would love to take the knowledge I had and go find a school and go fight their strongest guy, right? To go challenge.
So I get that. And I'm with you because I have also ordered things from Bud K and gone to the stainless steel Asian import store in the mall. to catch up to people who aren't aware, Bud K is a company online that sells a lot of weird replicas and exotic and kind of cool looking object art. So like objects, sculptures that look like weapons, like claws and swords and like neat looking things.
Like,
and they're really cool looking, but they're predominantly made out of relatively cheap stainless steel. And,
I would say
they're martial effectiveness is questionable at best.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the Michael Cthulhu equivalent of design, but not implementation, if that makes sense.
Well, no, I mean, it's about cheap, approachable, easy to obtain, cool looking sculptures that resemble weapons.
Right. Well,
and I'm not going to shit on anybody for that.
Yeah. I only bring that comparison because Michael Cthulhu purposely makes gigantic, useless weaponry that looks fucking cool, but he makes it quality and so that he can fucking swing it once.
Right. And so the reason
Bud K doesn't do that.
Draw these up. The reason I draw these things here is there's nothing wrong with owning these objects. There's nothing wrong with buying these objects. There's just, it's important to understand that a stainless steel sword, because of the dimensions and the physical limitations of stainless steel, makes it very brittle and dangerous to use. You cannot use it as a traditional sword would be used because the kinds of stainless steel that are used are very brittle and shatter. And so the very existence of these objects and the people who kind of worship them shows that this weird, like, shallow obsession with an interpretation of a culture versus actually engaging with the real culture itself. And so it's really not meant to shit on anybody's parade. I mean, I have Joe Quick bought me I think it's stainless steel broadsword with a brass hilt. It's everything I hate about swords. Yeah. It sits on my wall and it will sit on my wall till the day I die. As a symbol of respect and our friendship that we've had, because back in the day when we were both 18, $100 was a lot of money to spend on a thing.
That was the most epic Christmas present I've ever bought for anybody ever.
Yeah, and it was fucking amazing, and I will always appreciate it.
Yeah.
In an absolute sense, is it trash? Yes, it's trash. Mm-hmm. It's absolute trash by every measure. It's very sentimental to me, and I love it. I hate brass baskets. They represent a 19th century nonsense, fetishization of Scottish culture that enrages me. But I love that because my friend bought it for me, and it was very symbolic, and I will keep it and treasure it till the day that I die. But
that makes me happy. And
it's true, and it is, right? In the same way that, honestly, there's other artifacts in my life that are very important to me.
Yeah.
But the dumb shit that I bought myself from a mall when I was 17 quietly gets sent to donations and don't talk about it. Right?
Allow me to present an alternative perspective.
Kyle,
please
do. Go ahead.
No, I'm just rambling.
Kevin, you have anything to say?
Like a side rant, my parents own storage units, and the whole storage unit business is wacky in itself. But sometimes what happens is they get someone that doesn't pay, and they have to raid their storage unit to try to recover like money that they've lost because someone stops paying, right? And multiple times we found some goofy ass shit in their storage unit, right? That we have to raid,
liquidate.
Raid.
I'm looking at one of the objects right now, Kevin.
Yeah, and there's been multiple things, and Kendrick owns multiple things. I'm pretty sure. So it's like there's very, very much some useless things that come out of them. And I've given them to Kendrick a few times.
Well, for the record, that one you gave me, that one sword, was gorgeous. And is like, I don't know how anybody could think it was okay because the fittings were so loose, the grip shifted as you held it.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely
And I have that on my wall in front of my door, honestly. I hope you don't take this badly, but I have it on there. So that if somebody tries to rob me, they just take that, and then I'm out nothing.
It's like completely useless. Yes, absolutely.
But the other one you gave me was that crazy forearm sword that we've talked about before, and I'll pull the link up again and put it in here, which is still the best fucking cutter I've ever had for cutting things.
God.
It cuts like a hot damn, and I hate it, and I hate you, and I hate myself, and I hate Joe.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely ridiculous.
It's so stupid.
It's so dumb.
This is totally like a side rant, but like the things that people leave in storage units are absolutely incredible. Like, you find the goofiest shit.
Why there's an entire reality show called Storage Wars with multiple seasons.
Right?
Scripted as it is, but...
Yeah.
Yep. But
I'm actually very curious as to what Kyle's trying to say.
Yeah.
Because he's been really quiet, and I feel like I've been shitting on his birthday cake now.
Anyway.
No. It's giving me time. Okay.
Okay.
I have two alternatives that could be what is happening with Mr. Blake Cunningham.
Laid on.
The first one is a story of a man who has never had any physical prowess. Perhaps somebody like Alistair Smythe or Mr. Glass from... Unbreakable.
Unbreakable, yeah.
They really wanted to get into swordplay, and they were never able to because of their physical impediment, right? And so what they did instead was learn everything they could about the art or the documentation around swordplay, use like physics diagrams and things like that to figure out the most optimum methods of destroying a man were he able to move the way he needed to destroy a man. And is in his pre-villain arc of just tearing apart swordsplay guilds in order to build his confidence up to do something that will pull him forward to be physically capable enough to become the master who takes down all the swordplay guilds. That is a cool story that I think I would like to have happen.
Okay. I'm behind it 100%.
The other is I paint a picture of... a person's like right out of or at the end of college in college who is been to a lot of like Renaissance fairs and things like that and has been constantly rejected by these kinds of swordplay guilds and like RMSG and stuff like that in these scenarios and has taken it upon himself to learn these things only because when they were trying to participate in these things they weren't able to and all of their friends do it. And it's like they can't get into it because they're just kind of that person who is hard to be around, right? They're just a little bit difficult, a little bit too snarky, a little bit too know-it-all. And they've taken it upon themselves to learn the art of their own swordplay that combines multiple methods but can never be competed with on a level where the rule sets work. And it was actually me. I sent this email.
Oh, my God. Du, 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 du. Lightning strikes in the back.
Mm-hmm.
My God. There's a third... Actually, oh my God, Kendrick, this is... This actually makes me think of that guy who came into class. I don't know if we could. I'm debating. I feel like this is a guy who came in to the class while we were doing a sparring session a while back and got kicked out because he didn't want to show his vaccine records to Jason.
Yeah, we had a couple of them. I don't know if we had one for a fight night.
Like, I don't know if it was a fight night, because I remember
we had a couple of
them. We were working on some stuff, and he came in to watch, and then he got really mad, and then, like, screamed something at us on the way out, and now all I can picture is that dude writing this email, like, a year later.
Blake Cunningham is his fake name. It's actually Snake Runningham is his real name.
Snake Runningham, I must go.
I must go.
Snake running.
Oh my god. It's so fun.
I think that's time, unless I forget it. How long
no,
these are.
I think that's
run.
Good. I think it. That's good. Like, comment, and subscribe, everybody. Welcome to the future. I'm canceling all of my sword groups so that we can become Jedi.
Oh, sweet. Makes sense. Hell yeah. Damn.
There was a dude who built a plasma like lightsaber thing. It's really cool.
No shit.
I'm 100% in favor of lightsabers, and I would change my whole sword fighting style if I had a fucking lightsaber.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Fuck these swords. These are stupid and dumb.
Yep. If you got a lightsaber, man, it's a
game
changer.
You're the kind of fool who would bring a sword to a lightsaber fight.
Yeah. Right. Got it. Bye.
Bye. Like, comment, and subscribe.